regarding this celebration via her private secretary. Mr. Eugene Kasevin, please convey the Queen's good wishes to all those attending the 2010 Russia-Britain VE Day celebration on board HMS Belfast today. Her Majesty hopes that this significant occasion is both successful and memorable to all concerned. 9th May 2010. Now, during today, we'll have various events taking place, but first I would like to introduce Phil Reed, who is the director of HMS Belfast. Thank you.
Your Excellency, the Ambassador, Lord West, honoured veterans, all of you, it's my pleasure to welcome you on board HMS Belfast this afternoon for what is, in a sense, a truly glorious occasion. This day commemorates the end of hostilities in 1945, the end of the bloodshed, the moment at which European nations finally began to think of peace. We've enjoyed 65 years of peace. We're now enjoying the profits of that peace, the great cooperation between Great Britain and Russia. We're on board a ship which contributed greatly to the effort of the Russians during that war. This ship played a major part in delivering relief to the Russian armed forces and the Russian people in the Arctic convoys. These people before us, heroic survivors of that struggle, we're here today to commemorate their effort. But we're here to really rejoice in that peace and to rejoice in the great cooperation between Britain and Russia. And nowhere is that better signaled, I think, than the effort that the Russian nation is now putting in to replacing the main features of the ship, the two rusting masts, which I'm delighted to have on board the director of the Severnaya Verf shipyard, Mr. Fomachev, who is leading that effort. And these are the people who are making this ship ready to preserve for the next few hundred years. So it's a great occasion for us. It's a great occasion for the veterans, it's a great occasion for our two countries. I'd now simply like to invite the Russian ambassador, Mr. Fedotov, to say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you. And first of all, let me congratulate you with the assumption of this very important high-profile position as a director of HMS Belfast. My lords, ladies and gentlemen, dear veterans, I would like to congratulate you with the 65th anniversary of the great victory. And first of all, my congratulations go to the veterans who came here from Russia, who came from different parts of the UK, to celebrate this remarkable event of the 20th century when the evil was defeated and the end of the war marked the beginning of the new era in the development of the human kind. The most important thing that we succeeded to survive, we succeeded to defeat the tyranny and to ensure conditions for the development of all nations in the world, including Russia, UK, all European countries, in a civilized way. Also, we have today to remember those who lost their lives and sacrificed the most valuable thing they had for this great victory. Tens of millions died, and our duty is, first of all, to remember them forever, and secondly, to do our best in order not to allow such things to happen in the future. The UK and Russia fought together during the Second World War as allies, and today I have to pay tributes to the veterans of Arctic convoys who defeated not only extreme weather conditions, sub-zero temperatures, stormy weather, but also and foremost the attacking planes and German submarines. Many lost their lives, but many people survived, and I'm very happy to see them this afternoon with us. And today I have a duty, a privilege. I'm authorized by the President of Russia to present medals to some of the veterans who fought shoulder to shoulder with their Soviet comrades in the Second World War. And with your permission, I will start this presentation, please.
Mr. George Frederick Bates.